ones. So Meile Yiksube would be the Raise. So then he wouldn't be Nemon to pater himself from paying the Ksube La Tzidok Sivosa. Why? Because it's Rev Noshim Ksubes Nisois. But since Ksube is in the Rabbanon, so Meile Shmuel says he's Nemon La Tzidok Sivosa in spite of the fact that Rev Noshim Ksubes Nisois. But he certainly agrees with the halacha of Chablezer that Nemele Yisroelov, because even though there is a possibility that he's lying, but as far as Shave Nafshech Ticha the Yisur is concerned, so we don't have to consider the possibility of lying, because there's the halacha of Shave Nafshech Ticha the Yisur, even though there is a possibility he's lying, and as long as it isn't shown beyond the shadow of a doubt that he's lying, so then he's Nemon vis-a-vis himself. Then he says another point. So on this point, I don't think any Rishon Yisrael can teach us. But on the other point, there is a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rav Lezer Amemotzi Sova, the Nemon Lafsido, the Nokat Leisrael Lirbuse, the Kolshkin, the Nemon Lehapsit Ksuvoso, the Mucha Hasuke del Yil. So Ablezer, who says that he's Nemon, Leisholov, could agree with Shmuel's din also of Nemon Lafsido. But why does he mention Leisholov? Because we could say because that Leisholov is not Nemon, because since there is Alochev in the Rosh Be'arbo Pachas Mishnayim, and he's not Eides. True, there is a loche of Shavi Anafshech Tichad Yisure, but since there is a possibility that a person might make a mistake in regard to the time of Pesach Pesuach, so Mimele, the loche of Shavi Anafshech Tichad Yisure does not apply. That's what he says. The Rebbe Tanami Motzi Sovar Nemo Atsid of Nochat Leisol Rebuse, because Shkundin Emon Lehapsik Suboso, Kidimucha Hasivir Leil, Umiu Birushalme Mashma, the Rebbe Lezer in the Nemon Lafsik Tzivoso. And there are many Rishenim who are Chilik on Tesis, on that point, on the second point. Not on the first point in Tesis, but on the second point in Tesis. And they say that Rebbe Lezer only says he's Nemon Lehapsid, that the Rebbe Lezer is Nemon Leisholof, but Hapsit Ksuvoso is not Nemon. Why? So the Lombus is very simple. For the same reason that even Shmuel would be made, that Halibe Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Ksuvi is the Raise, he's not Nemon Hapsit Ksuvoso. Why not? But after all, Hamitzvah Chaveh Lavaraye. So that's the Ramban's Kashi. So the Ramban gives the Teretz, because Reb Noshim Ksuvis Nisays. So Mele, if Ksuvi is the Raise, so Mele, the husband is not Nemon to be Mafsi de Ksuvosa, even though the Isha is the Meitzi, Isha is Meitzi. But Shmuel said, according to the Rabbonon of Shmuel Gamliel, the Ksuvi is the Rabbonon, so Mele we apply the Aloche of Enon Terea Bisude Mafsido. So it's on the basis of that Svore of Enon Terea Bisude Mafsido. But without its for a thing, so then we say that just as according to the Rabbot Shim Gamliel, he's not the Lafsid Tzivoso, because Reb Noshim Mitzvus Niseis, so even according to the Rabbon, he's not the Lafsid. But Shmuel says no. According to the Rabbon, the Rabbon says, Eimomo. Because of Inon Tereya Bishud Mafsido. But Reb Lezer doesn't agree with that. So Reb Lezer holds only Yisroelov because of Shavi Nafshech Ticha the Yisure, but Lafsido Ksuvoso, according to Reb Lezer, he is not Nemon Yisroelov. Now, I would like to go over the Rosh and this Gemara. Paragraph Yitches. Amar Reb Lezer, Reina Pesach Shach Metzosi Nemon Yisroelov. Lishavi Nafshech Ticha the Yisure. the Hanne Milabeges Kayen, Inamabeges, he soil king in the Kabul Gov, Vio, Dushan, Prusum, Basho, Shonim, Mimechor, the Habe Hatzvike, Sophic Beine, Sophic Yorotzen, Stake the Reise, Le Humre, Avoges, he soil Shekichor, Vio, Yisera, Algemu, Shonim, Mimechor, Muteres, the Havle Treisweke, Sophic Tachto, Zinso, Sophic Intachto. Wind im Sommer tacht auf, so wie eines habe ich rotzen, habe ich tris wege, der Reise, die Kuhle, wie hat da mal in der Leischolof, heinen Makrischosse, wie in Meeres, Psuoiso, oibische Säckes. So, that's the shit of most Rischen. Oibische Säckes, aber im Omro, emme, se Pischo, Pasuach, wie nennt so tacht auf, wie es ist rollen am Ennes, und mit Terslei, mit Nischi, תיאנס תיינס בורי ויהו תיין תייני שמו שאין ידע אם בינס אם ברוצן ובורי בשמו בורי עודף Now So בורי בשמו בורי עודף So is that the same בורי בשמו בורי עודף that is a מחלקס between רב נחמן and רבונה in the Gemara or something else now They are the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rabune Westweather. So Rav Nachman says, Bore Vishem Olav Bore Yodif. Moni Liotcho Valeim Ani Idea. So he's Potter. And Rabune is Bore Yodif, and we pass like Rav Nachman. So they are even according to Rabune, that Bore Vishem O Bore Yodif, that has to do in the Lemonis. So the Lemonis of Tanya Baldova. Lemonis of Tanya Baldova. But Ligabi Yisa Beheter. It's not shaykh to say in the monies of tiny. So it's a special aloche of Bore Vishemo here. Not the general aloche, the general concept of Bore Vishemo Bore. They are the general concept according to Rabune of Bore Vishemo Bore. So that's according to Rabune. We don't pass like Rabune. So it's in the nomomines. So in the tiniest between two paladin. So in other words, if the Tebeya is staying Bore, and the Nitva says Shemo, so then the Tebeya is Nemon in his tainus, Biteras Baldin, because as a Baldin, he has Nemonis on certain tainus. Sometimes. Mashenkin here, it's a question of Isurim. A question of Isurim, so then we can't apply the concept of Shemo. Bishleimel Ligabel Afsidoksu Boso. Then we can apply this for it, of Bolivish Shemo Baladi, because there too, The Gabi Lachidok Sevoso, it's a shayla of the Momenes, not Mechavere, of the Momenes, of Taina Valdoro. So if the Ishe says Bori, Zonisi Kedem Oeres, so Mela I am entitled to the whole Tzuve. I mean, I'm sorry. The Ishe says Bori Shenanasti Lacha Eres, Nistach Vosodeo. So I'm entitled to the whole tshuva, and he says Shemo Zoniso Kedem Deiras. Some Meili it's Tainus of Baldovo. So there we can apply Svore of Bore Vishemo Borodi, the same Svore that is mentioned by Ravune. But here the Rosh doesn't discuss the question of tshuva. The Rosh discusses it in connection with. Where he discusses whether she is Nemon Leis Cholov or not Nemon. So how can we apply the concept of Bore Vishem HaBoradiv, but he uses the expression Bore Vishem HaBoradiv. In other words, that since there is Chazoke, she has a Cheskas Heta Lebailo, and in addition, she says, Bori, so Mimele we don't have the Cheshish, but it's not the Bori Vishem of Bori Odif of Ravune. There it's the Mones of Taine Baldova. Here it's not the Mones of Taine. What is it, the Mones of Taine? But she's a Baldova. In other words, she has the Mones. But how does she have the Mones? It's not Isurin. It's not Isurin. The answer is she has the Mones because the Cheska set on the Bairo. The Cheska Setal Bailo is Misayeya. So this is what it means, Bore Vishem. Which is from the Mones, who tells me, she tells me, Bore, to who tain tani Shemo, she in Yedea in Beines in the Rotsei, who Bore Vishem of Bore Odif. So in the case where she what case she contradicts him when she says Pesach Sosom Sosso, so then since he contradicts her, some mele, she has no nemones, even though she has the Cheskas HaTorah. But in the case when he's not in a position to contradict her, so then she has nemones on account of the Cheskas HaTorah. We told Talmud of the case of Bishmei, but this is something very strange, because at first he writes the Talmud of the case of Bishmei, Kiliomra Meilam, and then at the end he says that Tamien is right. So why does he say at first Shalomad of the Meilam, if at the end, I mean, that's something very strange. So, but let's see what he says. So at first he says, Motsosi Kosov Zebishim Rabra Bienezal, the total middle of Bishmei, the Omra Meilam. Now, why does he mention here the Kaimelon, Chiram Gamliel, the Ambrinon Bore Vishemo Bore Odi, Afilheche da Bore Utev, Afilheche da Bore Utev, the Kaimelon Krab Nachman, sorry, the Kaimelon Krab Nachman, the Ambrinon Bore Vishemo Bore Odi, Afilheche da Bore Utev, Hashemo Goa. But we just said that here, Rabmiene doesn't mean the Bore Vishemo Bore Odi of Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, because here it's easier. The answer is because Rav Yehuda mentions that being in connection with two things, in connection with Leisrael by law and the connection with Lachsidok Sevasa. Because Rav Lezer says, Salim HaPesach Potsuach, Motsosi Nemolei, that's not in connection with it. And Shmuel says, Nemon Lachsidok Sevasa. So Miller Abniene, when he says that this halacha of Neemon is only when she contradicts him, not when she explains his finding. So Abniene mentions it in connection with both cases, in connection with Leis Halor and in connection with Lafsirik Sebosa, in connection with Chablezah's Din and in connection with Shmuel's Din. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Reblezer's din of Nemon Leisrael only applies to the case where there is a contradiction between the two, when each one is staying times boring. But if the Ishe explains his allegation that true Pesach Pesach Mososo, but Zonisi Kedem, let's say by Hiskeyan, Zonisi Kedem Ayresen, or by Ishis Israel, Shekibu Avi Abdushin, Prusum Basgino Shonim, and he says, Nenasti, so then, in connect, so Rablezer wouldn't say Nemolei's Holoch, and Rabniene says the same thing in regard to Shmuel's Holoch. When Shmuel says, Nemol Atsiduk Sevoso, so when does Shmuel say Nemol Atsiduk Sevoso? It's only in the case where the each one says Bori, so then Nemal Afsiduk Sevoso. But suppose he says Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, and she explains it Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, but Nenasti Lachar Eresen, so then he's not Nemal Afsiduk Sevoso. So Rabbi Yehuda mentions it being in connection with Rabbi Lezer's Din and being in connection with Shmuel's Din. So then the Rosh at first is chilek on both dinim of Rabbi Yehuda, in respect to Rabbi Lezer's Din and in respect to Shmuel's Din. So when he says דא קיימלן קראב נחמן דוי אמגנם בוי בשם בוי הודי אפילו היכה דה בוי בתי והשם לא קרוע כל שכוח דה בוי ורוע שידע שאני אוכל להקרישו so what bearing does it have? That's in respect to Rabnienes din relative to Shmuel's din so he says that so he said והודי קיימלן לקמון קראב נמריל דא מבוי בשם בוי הודי היינו דווקא היכה די כמיגה So that he means the Rav Gamliel and the Mishneh in connection with Ksuve. In connection with Ksuve. So they are, even though it, there it's a shayla in the Momenes, so there should be, so that we pass like Rav Nachman, that in the Momenes, so there is no Nemones of Taine by the Tavia, who says Bori, even though the Nitva Sheshemo, So how do we paskin like Rav Meir in connection with Latzidok Subor? How do we paskin like Rav Gamliel in connection with Latzidok Subor? So that Bori Vishemo is Bori Odiv? Because over there the Bori is coupled with the Mige. So the Bori of the Isho is coupled with the Mige or is coupled with the Chazoke. So that's why Bori Vishemo in the Nemones that is coupled with the Migya, with the Chazoke, so there is Bori Vishem Borodiv, but the Bori Vishem, the Bori that is not coupled with the Migya or with the Chazoke, so then we pasken like Rav Nachman that love Borodiv, but that's all relative to Shmuel's din, not relative to Rav Lezer's din. That's the confusing part in this Rosh. Alright. What the kindly come and come with on Bobby Shamboy and that you're the medium boys to come on. If you are like a media in America, the Kazoke, Kidley come on, show yourself as Katsulo, Vaidme, as Kosovo, be tartan, Avuhoka like a Kazoke, be tartan, Shai Kibu, a vision person by the song in their heart. Vain, Mahle Amun and Bobby Shamboy, Heineken, get Kazoke, laugh in a moment of Kosse, Avalek, like a Kazoke, Ligora, Kehabori, אל אדרבה יש חזוקים הבורי די קייצה בחזקסתר וצדיקס וננסו ואמרינון בורודי ולוי די כהוכה כנגד הבורי אבל הוכד לק חזוקה שאבל הוכה לק את חזוקה די תחתף נבלו שאי כיבו אביר קדושים פרוסים מזגים ושרים מחו That's very strange. So the Kabbalah is analyzed that kashi. It's very strange. He says, "Avol hochalek chazokim tachta funivalo." Shai kibul abir dushim pusim baskim shani mechot. Doesn't even make sense on the surface. What do you mean, like chazoke? The tachta funivalo. Shai kibul abir dushim pusim baskim shani mechot. On the contrary, so the Dibur Rabbeinu Tmuyim, the Kabbalah analyzed the kashi. Ada Rabbe. Even the kibul abir dushim pochas b'dim ushanim im kein beisi pam psulo imso. On the contrary, just the reverse. If kibul abir dushim pochas b'dim ushanim mechot, so she certainly was not mizane before the erasim. How could she be mizane before the erasim? So she definitely was mizane after the erasim. Veikme, so im kein beisi pam psulo imso. Veikme. Acheskoso becheskatsulo bisadeikes vinenzo not berotzen. So why isn't there a cheskasadeikes? So there is a cheskasadeikes vinirli forei. So we have to explain the rosh that way. Otherwise, the rosh has no meaning. Vinirli forei. Diber rabbeinu shesoma bazeach svore shekosav bisomuch deines loishchiach viyesh keileines. פירוד עודף מחזוקה ומשום הוכה הוכה נמי לכה מיגה ולאמרינון מיגה מוקם חזוקה קוש כמו קרוב אל הוד ירובה ברוצן איני רב גומו רבן דרבון כאילו כאן מוקם ספק שלי כשורה ומוקם חצוף את חש רבון חוסן לגבי נסרובה והתאי סווס הביאו ראי לספור לזובי למסל בוי סיימי ומשמוכה בהחת רם גמליל על כל רצור חלוטים וחסק ספר לביילו מטעם ספק ספקי שם נתחתו ואם נתחתו שם בינס נבלו ולסלמים עליקים וחסק ספר לביילו מטעם בין נתחתו פנילו אדונק את חסק הגוף תתפי ישלימה דרשת פסולו יסוב על כל רוח לקיים han ich prich so gesorgt, immer die Tachter nennen so. Und ich noch einmal am Blühe Hossam die Nemenes, wie je ich schon mal sein, die selische Kosef Rabbeinu. Aber hoche Leke Chazoke, die Wadei Tachter von Nivala, schei Kibu Adir, du schon Pusmung im Schonim, wie im Kim Lehavele Chazofik, und im Kim Chazofik, Chashver Rabonon, Rotzen Liga Beines. Rube, so that's the Pshat in the Rosh, otherwise it has no meaning. So Bein Leima, אבל הוחלק החזוקי, אבל הוחלק החזוקי לתחתות ניבה לא שייקי בו אבידיש פוס מזגימו שאני מאחות, ואין לי מאחות לאמרנם בורא ושמו בורודי, היינה נגנגת חזוקי להפוקים אמנים לחזקוסי, אבל איך הדלק חזוקי ודאו איזנו לחזקוס מומי, ליגור עקי החבורי אל עד רבי יש, so now he is discussing the Reblezer's din, that is not a question of being mitzimon mechaskosei. Aval heichad leke chazoki. So then, if she says bori, so ligora per habori, el adara beyesh chazoki ma bori, deike yitze bechaskoseter, vitzadeike zvinen, so, v'abrinom bori odiv, now he's discussing Rabbezer's din, you see, that's what is confusing here in the Rosh, because he discusses Rabbi Yehine's din, and Rabbi Yehine mentions his din, mainly Gabi Rablezer's din, and mainly Gabi Shmuel's din. The Gabi Rablezer's din is Yishayla Nisaveta. So there it's not Yishayla of Nemones of Taina Baldovo. So, and Shmuel's din is Yishayla of Tainas of Baldovo. So at first, when he says we paskin like Rab Nachman, not like Rabune, he is referring to Rabbi Yehine's Chidesh, relative to Shmuel's din. Now he's discussing Rabbi Yehine's Chidesh relative to Rabbi Eliezer's din. You see, you have to remember that. Otherwise, it's very confusing, though. So he says, now he's discussing Rabbi Yehine's din relative to Rabbi Eliezer's halacha of Nemelei Yisrael. So you'll say that here Rabbi Yehine is right relative to Rabbi Eliezer's din, because there is a chazoke together with the tiny bori of the isha who says true Pesach Pesach Matzosa, but Kaden Eresen Zonisi. So he says, and she been a menace. Not because of Nemonis of Taine. Here by Isabeta, there is no such thing as Nemonis of Taine. That's the Gabi de Ksube. There is an Indian of Nemonis of Taine of Baldovo. But because of Isurim, so she should have Nemonis on what she says, on her Agode, because of the Chaskasadeges. So he says, Loi, no, she couldn't have Nemonis on her Agode, even though it's a Dovo Shebe'avo, because of the Cheskes Tzadeikes. Why we should say, because of the Biro of Cheskes Tzadeikes, she has a Cheskes Kashres, so maybe she should be Nemon. There wasn't Mizane, that she wasn't Mizane as an Ishishish. Viloi di ke hoche ke neget habori reiv di rotzen. I mean, otherwise, she wasn't Mizane as an Ishishish di rotzen. So he says, Loi, because Kineget Habori Reiv Birotzen Deines Lishriach V'yesh Keleines Rubu Odif M'chazoke Hilkach Lisamchinon Habori Didov Asor. So at first he says that Habniyein Eloma there was a Melom. He never said it. And then he says, U'miu Nirl Likayim Difreyem Mahi Dehoiso B'cheskas Miu Beres. So now he's turning around and he says, no. Likaim Livrayan Mahi de Hoysom Uberes Likamon de Alim Lil Rabishin Amlil Bori Umachshir Uber Vafal Gab Lesle Cheskes de Kashres Vafil Berei Psulin Vichin Bahi Mishastanen Nasti Afal Gab There it's in connection with Shmuel's Din Afal Gab Di Cheskes Mon Misayel Reiz Rotsen Afil Hoche Alim Lil Bori Mehem. So I mean, like this, the Rosh wouldn't be strange, because that we find many times of a change. At first they argue and then they come to the conclusion. But the way he formulates it, at first he said, At first he said, Murtsosi Kosov Zebishim Rav Rabbeinizal, Vito Talmidov Likeshin Bishmei, Kiliomro Meilom. Lomo Meilom, so convinced. The Chidin Gilek, Kechad, Lechatzvei, Kazdon, Lechomre. Israel rejects Rabbeinizdi. Then at the end he says that he's Mikhaim Vrom. So why did he at first say Lomo Dozo Meilom? So he changed his mind. So why didn't he change? It's very strange. So he should have rewritten the whole Rosh. So not that it bothers me, but it sounds strange. That's unusual. The only explanation I can have is that in those days the Chachmas Yisrael was so poor that Mamesh, in other words, what it involved is to take other paper and another pen and to write. So that would have involved a lot of work. It's not a question of work. But it involved, they were so poor. So he couldn't just take another sheet of paper. And rewrite the whole thing. And omitting Loma Dovazanela, and that it should have done. Because he didn't have the paper. You'll see many sforim, not only of not after of the shaming, but especially our achrenim, many svarim. So you'll see you'll find it many svarim. I saw it in the Malbushi Yontef, Rablika Mira. He was one of the dealing in the time of the Bisalevi, one of the dealing Israel, Rablika Yontef. So he wrote the Sefer. So there, at the end of the Sefer, he writes in order not to be mafsid the Gilead. So he wants to write down something that he said on the Gemara of Kol Amse Beribuye Amse Utrechum Shebalachsein. It's nothing to do with the Yeshivas. That has to do with mathematics. Kol Amse Beribuye Amse Utrechum Shebalachsein. So he says he's writing it down in order to save the Gilead. In other words, because he wrote in Sefer, so there was one blank page left. So in order to save that Gilead, that he shouldn't be left blank, so what catastrophe would it involve? In other words, you could write the Vater on it. And then, apparently, there was such a shortage of paper, so he had to take advantage of every blank page. So that was probably the same reason, because in order to save the Gilead, so he didn't rewrite the whole thing, even though he was chaser from what he said, that Rav Nien never said. So he didn't go, yeah. And then he comes to the conclusion, he did say it, and he agrees with him. So why don't you rewrite it in order to save the Gilead? Because we are very poor, you see. Not like today. Today we are very rich.
The rush means at the end of the Tamina Rabbeinu Yonah are right, but only in those two cases. And only in the Yubes and Mizbeis, they're right on Yubes and Mizbeis. But not that he's Hoyzer and he says that they're. But there you have a snake stick, but here's only one subject. In our case, it's only one subject, but there on Yubes and Mizbeis, there's a snake stick. So there.
So what did Mara say? Omar Abiyah said, Michael Mashmalon, Shmuel said, Oilma Pesach Pesach Matsosi, Nemo Lahapsit Tzibos. So Omar Abiyah said, Michael Mashmalon, Oilich Leitzulcham of Yehude, Shaloi Beidi, Miyoche Litin Tainet Tzul, Mitnei Shemishyache Dime Beyehude. So he attributed to the Oros himself. Yehuda would do much time, because they were it's attributable to the Oros himself. Hobi Galil, where it's not attributable to the Oros himself, much time. He can be taken. Ulmai, I leis cholov, Yehuda amai loy, because leis cholov, so it's based upon Shavi Nafshech Ticha Yisrael. So that means that we don't have to consider the possibilities. Is he lying? Is he not lying? We don't have to consider it. Relative to himself, we accept the hagode of that person vis-a-vis himself as it is given. As it is given. So true, Yehudah, so if it's a question of convincing us as to the objective truth, so then we say, Yehudah, so it's attributable to Oros himself. Maybe she became a bule because of the Oros, because he was his Yahudah. But here, relative to himself, we have to accept the Haggadah as it is, on its face. And the way he says it is that he didn't have relations with her, even though he is Miss Yahudah. He didn't have relations. So that means that he said that he observed that she was Mizani with somebody else. So even be who there, he should be able to ask her. So, but he's saying that it's not because of his relationship with her. He didn't have a relationship with her. Elav lapsidok shavasa udikatoin. So Yehudah is not Neman to the Mafsidok Shavasa, but in Galil he is Neman. So it's a raya that Neman lapsidok shavasa udikatoin taine mai. Elav udikatoin taine shavasuach. Loi dikatoin taine zami. My love is telling Tanya Rashi for the Pesach Shach and Sashi. Therefore, God the need in the Dover say, the Lui Tanya Muchachas, a Lali Samchinon, the Amuna will have the Kushtehu, the Lui Matsis to say, Bimo Yoseino Mitrilo, the Lui Migarasho, the Lui Torah, the Sudas Nisuin, Umil Bihu, the Lui Memon, Shema Boar, the Meyersi, the Shochach, because, but the question is, even Bihu, the Ishid Memon, since it's based upon the fact, in a gomteya bisudo mapsido, so he's not going to lie, and he is saying he didn't have a relationship with her. So he should be never on the basis of the umdene of him, or umdene bisudo mapsido. So the answer is, Yehudah, since he was misyachid with her so many times, true that on the basis of the chocher of the umdene, umdene bisudo mapsido, he is not going to lie intentionally, but maybe unintentionally he's not telling the truth. Maybe he forgot, because he was with her so many times, so he forgot that he had a relationship with her. Umiyo bihudu l'imelon shemo boar b'mei resim b'shochach oi hera bo mitir chiboso v'lo yod ha-shishi b'absuleo. So the Gemara says, lo yidika toin tani zon. Leil amin lo obi dobo shini yochli barirei in nemo lahapsik subas. Vidyuk edu masnis n'daikinon. Ho! Bigolil mot toin, di toin tainz domi, uchdein shoyolo shishvinim, shemish mishoyson, vili nasis in moe bidobo, vili ro vii bei bitanero. Now here there is an important expression in Rashi, because you'll find the Rishenim in both ways. I mean, I cannot go over the Shinigobetes, it's like a yam, but if you go through the Shinigobetes and this Gemara, you'll see in some Rishenim they express it one way, and another Rishonim he express it that way. The question is here, Rav Lezer says that in a Pesach Pesach Potosi Nemo Leisra. Now, Shmuel said Nemo Lehapsit Ksubos. So the Machlokes Rishonim, according to Rashi, and many Rishonim agree with Rashi. So Rav Lezer, so of course when Shmuel says Nemo Lehapsit Ksubos, he agrees with Rav Lezer's denotes, but he says, even Lapsi Luxavos, the question is, conversely, in respect to Rav Lezer, who says, Nemo Leis Holo, does he agree with Shmuel's din also not? So, Teis Veshitis, we saw it yesterday, Teis Veshitis, that Rav Lezer agrees in the previous Teis Ves, that Rav Lezer name Shava Motze, name Motze Shava, the Nemo Lapsi Do, the Nokat Leis Holo Rebuse, the Koshkin Nemo Lapsi Luxavos, but Rashi is chilish. Rashi daftes on Dalet. We pointed it out last week. Nemalis Holov, the Tessa Medal at the beginning, Vahopishin Abelazi Yachelis Bore, LRP, we got enough she had a mehem, Mishapi Lichtiha de Isur, Avalach, Sidex Verso, Loy Mehem, Loy Mehem. But, so Rav Lezer is Chilik and Shmuelzdin, only Ligabe Leis Holof is Lemon, because of Shabi Nafshetich and Yisure, but Lachidek Suvoso is not Lemon. But Leis Holof is Lemon. Why? Why? Is it because that we say that he is Ibaki? He is definitely Ibaki. But if he wouldn't be Ibaki, so then we couldn't apply the law of Shabbat Nashat to Israel. Or maybe the truth is that he's not a book. Not that he's not a book, he's definitely not a book. Maybe there is a possibility that he's not a book. But even though we say that there is a possibility, very likely, that he's not a book, he can make a mistake. But since he says that he's sure 100% that he is a book, so he applied Aloha of Shav Nafshet. In other words, the Hava Mine was maybe is not the Mereshul. Not that the Hava Mine was we don't say Shav Nafshet. That's a Mishnah for Rashi Sindush. Vayimer Kiddashti. Vayimer Loi Kiddashti. So his Nemon Leishol Al Krivot because Shav Nafshet Rishul. But here, even if we don't say like Rav Lezer, in the Hava Mine of the Gemara, so it's because we don't hear he's not in a position to determine honestly with good intentions the truth because he's not a Bokhi. So Kamash Malon, he's Lemon because he is a Bokhi. Or the Pshat is not. Maybe he's not. He's not definitely a Bokhi. But even though there is a possibility that he's not in a position to determine with certainty for himself, honestly, but we still apply the aloche of Shavya Nafshech Ticha Di Yisur. As long as he says he's a book, even though objectively we say he's not necessarily a book. So that you'll find in Shinkobetes, Lishenes and Lishenes that tend to indicate that the Pshat is Kamashmalon, that his name is Holo, because he is Ibaki. But if we were to assume he's not Ibaki, then he wouldn't apply Shavna Shadasura. And you'll find certainly Shemis, the certain Shemim, that you tend to indicate that the Pshat is Kamashmalon, that even though it's possible that he's not Ibaki, but we still apply the law of Shavna Shadasura, as long as he feels that he's Ibaki. Whether he is or not, doesn't matter. So, now, what is Rashi? I don't know, I mean, the Rashi could be explained either way. Loi dikotoyim tanidon. Leila neima lo abidoroshin yochel libarere. Eini nemo lahapsit ksivosa. Now, what's the litluk? It says that Rashi uses loshin bidoroshin yochel libarere. So it's not like the expression that the Tesam Dalet, where Rashi says, the Afal Kishin Adobar Azeh Yochel Yizbarer, Elo Alpit, Alpit. Here he says, Vidobar Shin Yochel Yizbarer Reik. So Rashi says that he himself cannot be Yizbarer. So that means that from this relation of Rashi, that means that even in the Maskona Bimah, that is according to the Havamin of Gemara. I could say, but the truth is, but not like Shmuel, but Rav Lezer's din, we certainly say. Here we are discussing the Habamines of the Daitoch in respect to Shmuel's Din. Not in respect the previous Gemara, and on the Daleth. So the Gemara in the course of the Shachar Vitalia discussed whether we see like Rav Lezer, we don't see Rav Lezer. But here it is taken for granted that we do see Rav Lezer's Din. because insofar as Reb Lezer's din, so all of Shem agree that we do say, The machlekes amroim, according to Rashi, is in respect to Shmuel's din, but Reb Lezer's din is granted. So Rashi says here, Leila min alabi doroshin yochli varerei, like Pesach Pesach, itzi doroshin yochli varerei. So that means that even according to Maskona of the Bar, that we do accept Reb Lezer's din, that vis-a-vis leis cholom. So im a Pesach Pesach, Matzosi, is Nemon, even though it's in Yochel Barai. What is in Yochel? Why is in Yochel Barai? If the Pshat, according to Rashi, in the Gemara is, Komash Malon, that is Nemon leis cholom, because he is a God. He doesn't make a mistake. In other words, if he is honest and sincere in making a determination, so it's true. He couldn't bona fide make a mistake. He couldn't make an honest mistake. If he makes a mistake, it's not an honest mistake. So then it is Yochel Varei. Why does he call it any Yochel Varei? So it's Yochel Varei. So it means that even though it is already assumed by everyone, like Reb Lezer's din, that Nemele is Cholov, but not because we say he himself is able to determine with honestly and with certainty that whether there is a Pesach Pesach or there is no Pesach Pesach, but Leila mein lo bidobo shen yochel varei like Pesach Mitzvah. That's in dobo shen yochel varei. He could not determine with certainty, honestly, that whether it's a Pesach Pesach or Pesach Sosom. So still in an emolav, so in an emolav Sosom, only in an emolav Sosom, but nemon leis cholom. So it's mashma from Rashi's loshen. It tends to indicate. I mean, it's not 100%. But the lotion of Rashi tends to indicate that according to Rashi, when the Gemara says on Medalef from Ashmelon, Nemula Yisholov, not because he is able to determine easy, but even though he's not able to determine honestly, with certainty, whether it's a Pesach Pesach or Pesach Sosom, but we still say, Shabbat Nafshat Yisholov, as long as he says he's certain, whether he can be certain or not, doesn't matter. We still have life. That's how it's mashma from Rashi's Loshen. But for most Rishonim Mishnah Kabbetzes, it appears that they explain it that way, and that's important. Leila mi lo b'dor shi yochel v'arei mi nemu lafsi v'asem. V'diyu k'd mas kisim da yikin ho b'gol no t'toin, t'toin t'ayin u'domi inu chei shohoy ulem shu shvini, shemish mishu eiso. V'loi nas v'si no ebedovo. So there was no deception. V'loi ro b'ibeid v'tayno b'roi. Right. Now it is. Avol bigol in motitoi. In dinominole, dil me behood in a man's lena, shebole or beeres, biloi bigolil. Avol kishitenes, psulo ye see, bigol namene. In Islema, the marshmallow, any of a retain, tainas psuli. In Yochel eating tennis, two in the whole in it. Bein she meres a bowl of neiresen, bein she meres Pesach no mozo. Di behuden emenes, di nige, di boy amre, beiresen bowl. So even if he says Pesach no mozo, so behude she still emenes. Why? Because she could have said that bowl of neiresen, you would be nemon. So Meile, when he says Pesach no Motzo, when she says Pesach no Motzo, he's also an immediately by Amor Beresmola, we'll be called like a Mige. We'll be called like a Mige because in Goliel, he couldn't say Yednamit, he couldn't say Be'eres in Bola, because they were not Mishyachet. Avokoshe, the Maisim Yuke, Vabel, Asriyam Reishe, why do they have to resort to this deal? Diktone Psul Almono Minoyes, Be'eish Ventan Psulim, Valkol Kofrim in Psuvaire, Dileis Cholov, Afrim Nansuim, Nami Yishotan Psulim. Because that Mishnah is reference to the case where he was kinsa v'chaskat psula, and even though there was nisuin, but it wasn't consummated. So in regard to leis cholov, so then even in nisuin, in as much as he's v'chaskat psula, and it is huziko. So maybe there should be time of psulim, even minansuim. So the Mishnah that says minansuim not has reference to the ksuve. So there is a difference, even though it's libolo. So maybe since it's minansuim, so in spite of the, so since it's minansuim, so maybe he cannot be mafsit the ksuve. The pulkan poich. Da koch ning suvair at leis hap na su nami ich hat ein schlum. Kidin di kim so bechas katsulo. Kidin muchach li kamon. Because since the oredim shalloi bolo so menele so we got the leis holo he should be able to be teyein even though it was minan sui even though she was an almona minan sui because it couldn't have been of the previous husband. Because they are aiding that there was no consummation in the previous marriage. So now you think the kings of the Sulak Mura come on the poich the nechushematacht of Zin saw. Ishematacht of Zin saw, so the my love, the Katoyan time is Pesach Pesach. Uvihude afal gab di kechasoke loimehem. So in other words, Bihude, so even if he says, so Bihude he's not Nemon even though he has there is the Chazoke of the Yantaria Bisude Umapsido Ubihude Afogabdi Chazoke Loi Mehemon Kiripirish Bekundres because in view of the fact that Bihude Deon Misyachei. So in spite of the fact that there is a chazoke in the material of Mafsido, but we cannot rely on it. Iname kidn the misyachatimo vaday boalo, to make ine shanapshe, the afogab de rabbi bonamrim, and that lamed ye make an apshe, reif yomim loy make an apshe, afimu shachas, thou came misyachet, imo, be is a chazoke now. Tia takes us two chains. What's the difference between two chains? Actually, they seem to say the same thing. My love, the Katoin Tanis Pesachusuach. So then, the Goliel, he's Nema. But, to be Mafsid the Ksuvi. But, in Yehude, even though he's Toin Tanis Pesachusuach, he's not. He's not Nemon. Why isn't he Nemon? Yehuda and Manifshach. If Goliel is Nemon, why? Because in Chazokin in Terei Abishude, Umafsido, Yehuda, there is no Chazokin in Terei Abishude, Umafsido. In other words, if it's not true, so then he's not acting in a rational way, in a reasonable way. There's a Chazokin person, whether he's nice or not nice, whether he has a good character, but not a good character, but a person, the average person is presumed to act reasonably. Mentally, I mean, reasonably. So even the Yehuda, he should be Nehemiah. Because suppose it's not true, so he doesn't act reasonably. So Tesis says in the first Lashon, the Yehuda, even though there is still, we should say, on the basis of Inim Tariya Besudo Mafsido, so Mimele, he should not lie, but in Yehudi Acheshish maybe he's lying. Why? Because there is a greater likelihood that the reason as to why there is a Pesach Peshuach, because there was a relationship between the Orus and the Arus. Then he says, now, he says, Kibung Misyach Dimo, Vadai Bora. So what's that? So he's again saying the same thing. So what's the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon? According to the first Lashon, it's not Vadai Bora. There is a possibility. And here, according to the second Lashon, it's not a possibility. It's a probability. What's the Torah? So that's Tolim Machlekes Hashemim that we discussed. When he say in Yehuda, the practice was to say Sheva Brachas first. Why? Because they are Mishyach. So there is a Machlekes Rishen. Most Rishenim say, and that's what the Mordechai Suve says, not the Mordechai Medushin, because the Mordechai Medushin says just the reverse of what the Mordechai Suve says. So most Rishenim say that there are two Yisur. One Yisur is that Habol Arusosi Bishomov is Maknisi Makas Maas. In other words, an Isa to be born upon the Arus, whether it's an Isa the Rabbon, as most Rishon say, or it's an Isa the Rai says, the Ravid says, and it's what Isa the Rai said because of the essay of the Afdushin of the Ikachish Isha, who Boalel, but there is an Isa of Arus or Leos. That's an Isa of Beer. It's an Isa of Beer. And then there is another Isar Rabbonon, another Alochet Rabbonon. Kalo b'loi brocho asur l'bay lefini. As the Mitziv says in his Pirush and Shiltas. Kalo brocho. So that applies even to a case where there is Mishrim too. But suppose they didn't make Sheva Brochas. He didn't say Sheva Brochas. So then Rabbonon, she is to be treated like a Nido. And the Nido is also B'yichut. The only reason as to why a husband is not allowed is muter to be mishyachet in mishte vishas nidusoi because of the aloha of Suga Vashishan, but Suga Vashishan is only shayach after Bilas Mitzvah. Before Bilas Mitzvah, the heter of Suga Vashishan does not apply. And here is before Bilas Mitzvah, some mele, so it's like a bal bishte nido. Kedem Bilas Mitzvah, so he's also the Mishyachet. So that's why Kalab Lebrocha Asur Lebay Leviyah. It's from the point of view of this, of the Reise, of the Rabbanon, that Arus is Asur Kedem Yisroel. So that doesn't entail an Isra of Yehud, only an Isra of Beer. But from the point of view of Kalab Lebrocha Asur Lebay Leviyah, Kinideh, so then, like Nideh, by Nideh there is also an Isra Yehud in the Rabbanon. So here too there is an Isa. Here too there is an Isa Yehud. So here too there is an Isa Yehud. Even if there is Nisuin, but if the Sheva Brachas were not as yet recited, he is also to the Nisa. So according to the Rishonim, we say that there is no extra Isa of Kalav Brachas or Balak Nido, and the Braisi Misachas Kal of Kalav Brachas or Balak Nido has reference to the Isa of Aruse. It's Lav Davka Asur B'Lebroch, because usually when the Nisuin didn't take place, so there is no Broch. But the main thing is the Nisuin, not the Broch. The Broch doesn't matter. That's the Shitta of the Mordechai Bush. But most Rishonim say that they are special. There is a special Aloche of Kalab Lebrocho Asur Lebalakni. So in other words, those Rishonim who say that there are two Isur, one Isur is an Isur of Arus, one Isur is an Isur of Kalab Lebrocho Asur Lebalakni. So Mele, when they say that in Yehude they were Mishyachi, that's why they set Sheva Brachas at Eresi, in order to dispose of the Isa of Kalav Lebrocha Asur Lebalak Nideh, so it would be Oseh to be Mishyachet. And the Yehudah, they were marked that they should become, that the Chosen, the Kale, before the Nisuin, should become more acquainted with each other. So in Mele, the practice was that they should be Nisyachat. They wanted that they should have Yichud. But how could they have Yichud Beheter without the Boches? So in Mele, they search for Boches. But in Yehuda, they didn't allow any relationship between the Oros and the Oros. So in Mele, it was only for the purpose of being Mata the Yichud, and they wanted that there should be Yichud. Mashein came according to the Shita of the Mordechai and Gush, that there is no extra Yisra of Kalab L'Bohas Rubadvi. The only Yisra is an Yisra of Avuse. And so why in Yehude, so they were Mishachet? So in Yehude, when they had the Yichud, they were matpid that the Yichud should be Lishin Yisui, not just the Yichud, just for pleasure, but the Yichud Lishin Yisui. So Mimele, that means, and they agree with the Shittas Rishenim, that Nisuin consists of Yichud. So Mimele, when Yehude, they were Miyachid, that meant that they had two kinds of Nisuin. They had, you know, an official Nisuin, you know. So that was much later, maybe 12 months later after the Erasin. That was an open Nisuin, official Nisuin, everything. And after that Nisuin, the Chosim used to take the color to his own. And then they had a Nisuin, illegal Nisuin, that Al-Pedin it was Nisuin, but the Chosim did not as yet take the color to his own. Now it's like the Yichud that takes place today in the Yichud room, you know, in the wedding hall. So that's the Nisuin to be Yitz and the Shittas Hashem. So that's the way they had it in Yehuda. Even though the official Nisuin took place much later, maybe 12 months later, but they had a halachic Nisuin immediately together with the Erasin, right after the Erasin, the way they have it today in the Yehuda room, in order that if the Am is Yachid, and if there is a relationship, so the relationship will also be better, because she'll be in Israel. So Mele, that's the difference between the first Lashon in the Stasis and the second Lashon in the Stasis. You see, they both say the same thing. The Yehude, so, Afal Gavdi Chazot Eloi Mem, and in Am Echidid in Yachid, Vadai Bola, the second Lashon accords with the Shita of the Mordechai and Gush, that Behude, when we were Mishyachet, so it wasn't just a Yichud. It was a Yichud of Nisuin. In order to prevent the Mirshu, that in the course of the frequent privacies that the Oros and the Arus will have, there shouldn't be a Yisa. So in Mele, they had a legal yichud, and then she went back to her father's home, and no mirshul could occur because she was already in Yisrael, even though the official Yisrael took place many months later. So Mimele, that means, according to the Shita of the Mordechai in Dushin, so it wasn't just a possibility that there was a relationship. Why only possibility? They were husband and wife, full husband and wife. So they didn't get their own apartment. So for a few months, so she used to stay most of the time in her father's house. So that, but they were husband and wife. Some Mele, the same chazoke that we apply to regular husband and wife, when you come out of Manafshei, in other words, that because it's considered as a vadai, that there was a relationship, not as a mere possibility, because it's better gomel. So why shouldn't it be considered as a vadai? So Teisva says, kibin di misyachatim o vadai bola. It's not a mere possibility. Let's say, in connection with the husband and wife. So, the halacha is, if one of them says there's been no relationship, they don't even have the monies. Because it's not likely that there shouldn't be a relationship between husband and wife. It's not even normal. So here too, because they were husband and wife, Mashinkin, the first Lashon Tzivos, accords with the Shita of the Mordechai in Ksuves, that there are two aloches. One aloche is an all and avusi is a sur l'orus with the rabbono the tzimus abiye, and then there is another list of the rabbono of kol b'lebrochas sur l'balok nide, that without shev broches, so it's like nide is not allowed to misyachit, but with shev broches is allowed to misyachit. So mele according to that chite, when we say in Yehuda to a misyachit, so it doesn't mean a yichud of misyachit, it was just regular yichud, privacy between them. And it wasn't the Yisrael, even though the Nisuin had not taken place as yet, because there was already a Broche, so she wasn't like an Edom Yerabon, but Bia was herself because it was Nisuin didn't take place yet. But some male Bia was also, but also not herself, there was still a possibility. So I mean, there is every human being is subject to human frailty. So maybe there is a possibility. Maybe they was Bia, Bisa. But it's a mere possibility. Not Chas V'Shalom, Ibadai. If it's Bisa, how can we say it's Ibadai? If it's Beheter, so then we say it's Ibadai. Because Lemek Mora Nafshe, it's not even normal if they did refrain, if it's Beheter. Mashein Chain, according to the first Lashon, that accords with the Shita of the Mordechai in Ksuves. So it was Bisa, the relationship would be Isa. The Rabbonon or the Raisa, whatever it may be Isa. So how can we say Lemek Mora Nafshe? But the possibility it is, because Aloha takes notice of human frailty. So that's why the first Lashon says that a mere possibility. In the second Lashon that accords with the Shita of the Mordechai in Dushan says it's a Vadai. I mean, there's the Pshat basis. It's not a Chiddush. Alright. Loi dikatoyim tainus domim de have tainu brure midei nizdinu mulchochim lidam vinireg vitainas pesach posuar vitainus domim di shmaitzim Aire shehi tienes shubo leo beiris oi meres psuoisi. Bin tema binem neligi do binige di bayam remisharas binenasti. In a menes Ram Gamliel, why do we say that in Goliath, so his name on the Hapsit Ksuboso, when he's doing time is domin, when he's doing time is domin, so why and now is so name of the day, the Mige, the Boy Amre Mishir Istani. Nasty, the minister and I'm real, the Paskin, the Kamon, Kavose, Yeshlema, it's not a good time, because they made a Birotin Shinibalo Miache, wait, it's not a good time for another reason, because if she says, Mirastan Nasty, alright, she's not a Surah to this husband, but suppose the husband will die before she dies, and then when she says Misharastani Nasti, if she decides to marry a Kayan, she will not be able to marry a Kayan. She's not able, she will not be able to marry a Kayan, because she already said Misharastani Nasti, so she's a Zaynes Yasura. So it's better for her to say that the Dorus was Bola Veyresen, or Ipsuloisi. So then, in case, if and when her husband died, predeceases her. So, and if she decides to marry a king, she'll be able to marry a king. I will caution the Nenig, the Bayam, the Mukasei Tani, after Rabon, the Kamadam, Mukasei Tsubasamono. So the answer is, that's not in Nige. They narrate a lot, Tsubasamono. Nikoma came, what shall only get him honor? Not Messiah. But so even though it's not such a good mige, but this mige is still effective because nemes mige the bayim makes him nistachtecho and nistach for a day or likach nire. So why shouldn't it be a mige here? Likach nire dav mige bimokim chazoke. They know it's a real bisudo marsido. After God, the bayim for tamid or pasre. So there, the Gemara raises the question in connection to the Chazokin of Perea B'Shazmane, even Perea B'Shazmane, whether a Mig is effective, the Mokin the Chazokin of even Perea B'Shazmane. So the Gemara is not pinching the Tabai. So Teisves is Mechalik. Not all Chazokis are the same. In other words, according to this, a big Chidish in these days. So, Shemo Chazokin di Hoche Adife. So that means that the Chazok of Inum Terea Bisudum Mav Sito is a better, stronger Chazok than the Chazok Inum Terea Bisirzman. Even though the Chazok Inum Terea Bisirzman is a pretty strong Chazok, because on the basis of that Chazok, so we can even be Meitzi money. In other words, suppose a Shimon borrowed $1,000. From Ruben to be paid at the end of 2 years. And then he claims that he should pay him back. Ruben says to Shimon, pay him back $1,000 just on the day before the 2 years expire. So Shimon says to him, I paid you already half a year ago. So the law is that he can collect, because in the Imperia says money matzila. So that means it's a good bill, not a prima facie bill, but it's a strong deal. It can be made to money on the basis. So that's a pretty strong chazak. It's not a prima facie bill with evidence. Still, so in regard to that strong chazok, there's a bayit lifshit. But vis-a-vis the chazok of the Rebbe, so we have seen the law. So even if we assume like the alternative in the Basra, that the knige b'mokim chazok of the Rebbe says money is amrinon. But knige b'mokim chazok of the Rebbe, so we have seen the law is loyal. That means that the Chazokim to receive Nafsilo is a pretty strong Chazok, because we'll see from the Ram that this on the contrary is a very faint Chazok. That's why it's told whether the Ksuvi is the Raisa or Ksuvi is the Rabbonon, and we only rely on the Chazok according to Mandoma Ksuvi is the Rabbonon. But if we call Mandoma Ksuvi the Raisa, then this Chazok is not strong enough. So tasteless is contrary to the Chitisan. So that's a big Chidesh. Shemach Hazoketi Hoche Adif. In other words, so from this days it appears that this Chazoki is not an average Chazok. It's not a moderate Chazok, it's a strong Chazok. Strong Chazok. Stronger than the Chazok in the Perea Bisasmanim Afsido. According to the Ran here, we soon see, so this Chazok is not even an average Chazok. It's a faint chazok. So, Hashem chazok is a chadif. Vilo yamrin o migel heitzi o sename shat. Alright. Itma. Omer Rav Nachman omer Shmuel Nishim Rav Shimon ben Elozo Chachom inti Knu lehem lineis Yisroel Nitzulo Mosayim Ulahmon emono Vehim eminuo Shimon HaPesach Pesuach Motzosi Ne'emon. So Rashi says, Kelema, Yihave Ksuvah De'Raise Lo'yave Ne'emon Lafkiyo Elo Ve'inis Yidua Avol Ksuvah Sochachonim Tiknuo Heim Omru Ve'im Omru Heim She'tiknuo Omru She'u Ne'emon Le'afsido Avitainas Pesach Pesuach. So Rashi spells it out in so many words, that according to the Rabbon, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, this Ksuvi, the Raise, so is not Nemon to match the Ksuvi. and we wouldn't rely on Chazokim Kleriyabish Gmafsid. But in view of the fact that the whole Sude is only Rabbonon, some Mele, we rely on the Chazokim of Enon Kleriyabish Gmafsid. That's what Rashi said. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Mashma Diksuv de Rabbonon. There's a machlekes between Rabbonon, the Chachomim, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, whether Ksuve is the Rabbonon or Ksuve is the Rais. The Chachomim say Ksuve is the Rabbonon, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that Ksuve is the Rais. So it's Mashma that Allah is like the Chachomim, not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. וכן בו איש הרע לגבי לא קשור בקומה מהתאים התקין רבון קשור שאני קראו בנו ליציאו אל מסתמד השעה הסובה וקשור את רבון וקושה דינו אבוליך וקשור וקסב זוזי מוסון וחוזר לכם לרעיסה today too that's the standard music קסב זוזי מוסון וחוזר לכם לרעיסה so that's like a shimmy gamble let's say קשור סלמונו you're right Ksav zuze meyo, ksav zuze meyo, the chozer lechim de rabbonon, but niksuve or viksulo. So the standard nusach is ksav zuze mosom, the chozer lechim de rais. So why? But we pass like the chachon. Vein rab netam, this amchim rab shim namleyo. Rab netam passes like rab shim namleyo. That ksuve is mid rais. So according to rab netam, so we understand the Nusach, but according, let's say, to the Ramba, he paskins like Chachonim, the Ksuvim Rabbanon, why do we write Ksav, Suze, Moson, the Chazelechim, the Raisim? The Rab Sachin, the Rab Shem Gamil, Masin, Perek Basre, the Maisel in Ambi Samoch, the Omaneis, the Oimois, Kapot, Kie, the Ksov, Aksuv, the Raisim, the Kaimot, Rab Shem Gamil, Mishaseinu, that's how it comes. Veidinari, the Loikainalon Kirab Nachmon, some Mele, if it's Kainalon Krabshim Gamliel, so Ksuv is in the Raise, then, relative to the Raise, so we couldn't apply the Chazokin and Terea Bisudo Umafsido, we couldn't apply the Aloche of him and Terea Bisudo Umafsido, some Mele is not the last Kvoso. So the Visa Zenochaname, we passed the Aloche that if he says Pesach Pesuach Mitzvosli, ain't in the last Kvoso. Namele is Halo, because Shari Nashtik of Yisure, but is ain't in them on Lapsidok Kvoso. Why is ain't in them on Lapsidok Kvoso? But Amazim Chavei Olavarai, and she is the Meitzi. So the Ramban says in that this applies only to a case where she is the NS tainus that the case where she is the NS tainus boy, and since it's Reiv Noshim Psuis Nisois, and she is the NS tainus boy, some melee can be moitzi momein. He can be made simomein also. So, in the time this amchin ram shram lezer say, "Veidi meri leikam non kam nachman." Das kana vashi de baschoy de polikalei. Kim tares lekam preise tonne kol shalom mishmes in yochel litin tanis psulim. So in other words, kol shalom mishmes so in yochel litin psulim, and he's not nemon with tanis. But if we rely on the Chazok in the Revolution Mafsido, so why is not Nemon? So why should we be Chayish Shema Mishakia? How would he be Mishakia? He would not act in a reasonable way. He would act in a crazy way. He makes a big wedding and everything, spends so much money. And then the next day, he turns over everything. So apparently, we pass not like Rav Nachman, that we don't rely and the Chazoke of an interior Bisuda Master. Lamun Rather to the same master. The Chain Kirish Rabbin Yitzchok and Rabbin Meir, the Ravashi Polik al Rachman, the Hodam Rim Bisha my time at Kin Rabbon and Tsube, Hoche Perishe, my time at Kin Rabbon and Tsube, Hechadit Kinu, Gigain Baumona, Shalit Kalabin of Litzio, Hochename Kinu, Shalehelo, Kidei, Shetehei, Kalavain of Leitzio. How about all these Gemores? My time at Kina Rabono. Ksuve, Kiddush of Kamtzios, the Gemara has reference to the kings. Well, there is no Ksuve the Reis. There is no Ksuve the Reis. That's the Almona. There is no Ksuve the Reis. Still, the Rabbonon, there is a Ksuve. But in the Chanaman by Psulot, there is a Ksuve the Reis, without recourse to the Takonis Chachomim of the Kalabin of Litzi. Now, we have to go over the Rosh and the Ram. Paragraph your test in the Rosh. Midikon ha-chachomim tikno beis Yisroel Masai. Mashma diksuvi de Rabon, dikani yon shrab nachum vidine, dikhi mashma vivom esperiko yish rabo, dikom haro yisho shol habayl nesayam, yomu lo mizbaylo, venisi dakin bo baylo, dein lo ksuvo mizeo mizeh, umiforish ozim taime maikin rabon ksuvi kan lo yitzio. But in this case, the Chachamim are not trying, because on the contrary, he has to be made here. So the whole time is not child. Almed is tomed ashas kusav gusud rabbonon, v'chein stam astis noi kam shirik naro, loi kosav lo psulo, loi kosav lo ksuvo psulo gimu mosayim, v'al mono mono mishut nai bezdin, v'gam ligabio min hazibu yes almed rabbononi, because he, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, as the Reis, so then she should be able to be gave mid Reis be idiots, and maybe mid Rabbonon only be baininess, but not the boyes. He came al mashinoagul lichte biksuves, be ashkenas of its sofas, ksabzuze moson de chozelech on the Reis. Oimer am tamzal, this am chanav Shimon Gamliel, and for basalim chilting, no se isha be kaput kie, because about the soil is almost kaput kie, and for a big man, she could select to be the rice, he can more and come up, she should have seen a minute, say, now what you may say, they did the right, like count, like when I was, come on, because I say, Moshe Nisal, so, when he's gal, so, yeish lo knans. Now, if you didn't go over the Gemara, one day you would understand the Torah. Now, you have to take notice of the Mishneh that Lamed Ches and the Mishneh Mem. First, the Mishneh Lamed Ches. Mishneh Lamed Ches Amed Aleph. Naro she nisal so v'nizgar so Reb Yeisi Aglil Yeinei Ein lo knas. So, if in now there is knas, if somebody is mikate or mianes ipsulo, so he has to pay knas. So suppose he was mikate ipsulo, who was already an aruse, but she was misgarish. So mele, does she have knas or doesn't she have knas? So Rabbi Yisrael Gulli Eimer, in lo knas. If she became a Kodeshes, so then there is no knas. Even though she was Mizgarish, she was Mizgarish of Miskomim the Rabnei, so she's an Ishish. So there's no knas because of Komim the Rabnei. But suppose she was Nisarso and then she was Mizgarso. So now she's a Pnuye, but she's still a Psule because it's only Neiresna. So Rabbi Yisrael really says, especially the Zosakosh, that once she was Nisar, so then there is no Chiyuv Knas. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't darshan that pasuk that way. Rabbi Akiva Yesho Knas, but Uknos Ole Atzmo, not Ravir. My time with Rabbi Yisrael really on Makro, Ashaloy Rosa, in the Parsha Venus. So the Torah says, Ashaloy Rosa. So that implies, but if she was already a Rosa, even though she's a Pnuya now, so there is no Knas. Whole Rosa in the Knas. The Rabbi Akiva, What does he do with that pasuk? Ashaloy also. So he explains the pasuk. Ashaloy also. So then it's lavio. But to also, then the knas is latzma. But the knas there is. Ashaloy also lavio. Or also latzma. Or also latzma. So then that's one reason. Then there is. There is another mission that never made. The same ocean is also in his garsh. The same ocean is also in his garsh. So the halachi is a blazerim oines chayev the amefate pot. So the same Rashi, same ocean is also in his garsh. Oines chayev amefate pot. The chidin the same way. So in other words, Reb Lezer says that Enes is Chayev. So Reb Lezer has to agree with the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Reb Yisrael Aglili, so there is no class altogether, so even Enes is Potter. The fact that he says Enes is Chayev, that means that by Nisalso and Nisgarsho, there is also a Chiyuv of Knas. Achiv of gas. So Enes is chayev. But why is Mifate Potter? The answer is, if it's not Nisalso of Nisgarsho, so to whom does the Knas belong? To the father. So even though Mifate, so she gave a consent, but there's no, the Mechel Mechil is not effective. She has no authority to be Mechel. When it's Chavla Achine for the father, she's Mechelis, but the father doesn't want to be Mechel. Is due to the father. Mashein king when it's Nisalso and Nisgarsho. So to whom is the Knas due? Not to the father. To her. And if it's, if there was Pitu, so that means she gave her consent. So then she was Meichel. So there is no Chiyuv Knas because it was done with their consent. So, the Chiyuv is same way Knas Shaloi, the Achilte, the Midaito Nispatole, when Rashi says the same way, he doesn't mean because the father died. Because, so the Gemara says, even if her father is alive, she's like the same way, the Chayo Avio. In other words, because the Knas belongs to her, so she's like the same way. So, this is the Chid the same way, Knas Shaloi, the Achilt, and he died in his parts, or he put her, or more in the forest, and he saw so, the Mizgar Shemul Sachiti, the Loya, the same way. All right, now, let's turn to the Rosh. Now the third line, the second column in the Rosh. Veidi v'rayit l'ikam v'firik l'nayir l'eskom Rav Lezer yisim o shenisal so v'nizgal so yeish lo knaz v'ikoma Rav v'achonam Rav Yechanan Rav Lezer b'shnis Rav Akiva Rabi omrei because according to Rav Yisar Glili there is no knaz altogether. So even Enes has no knas. And since Rav Lezer is like Rav Akiva, so that means halachic Rav Akiva. V'chiv nisir lik Rav Lezer in kintrash kira yada. Asher l'yuchoso lik zira shove. So he couldn't darshan the way Rav Yisrael really darshans. The way Rav Yisrael really darshans. Asher l'yuchoso to be minayit in nisarso v'nisgarsho from knas. Because Nisalso v'nisgarsho there is also knas. So he Gemara says, he didn't go over the whole Gemara. Limeilath inas mufate, mufate meinas, because in the parashe, Mishpatim last week, etc. So the Torah mentions Yishkil Shkoli, but it doesn't mention the amount. In the parashe, he says, in Vorim of Enes, so the Torah mentions Chamishim Kesef, but doesn't mention Shkoli. So Mela, we learn out Enes from Mifate, just as Mifate means Shkolim, so Enes also means Shkolim, and Mifate from Enes, just as Enes mentions the amount of Hamishim Shkolim, so Mifate also Hamishim Shkolim. This is how Rabbi Akiva dashes. The Rabbi Shalom Rosh Levi Shalom Betzim Mifate, Fate Meines. The Rabbi Yisrael Gulli, Polik Rabbi Akiva, Maki Shein Isli Mifate. So the question is, so that's true according to Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Yisrael Gulli is the Pasuk. Ashalei Rosh to tell us that Nisalso Nisgarsho doesn't take Nas, so he can't use the Pasuk to make a Ekesh between Enes and Mifate, the just as Mifate requires calling, so Enes also Kashkon, and just and Mifate to Enes, just as Enes is Chayef Hamishim, so Mifate is also Chayef Hamishim, because he needs the posik for another Roshe, that Nisalsa and Nisgalsha doesn't have to pay Knas. So how does he know this halacha of Shkolim? Of Shkolim by Enes and Hamishim by Mifate? So that he learns out, Chabis Anglili, Mikimei Apsules. So Mimele, so he learns out from Mikimei Apsules that Mifate requires Hamishim and Enes requires calling. So Mimele couldn't darshan like Hashim Gamliel from Mea Apsules, actually is the highest, because he needs the posik of Kimea Apsules to darshan that Mifate requires Hamishim and the Enes requires Eshkolim, so he couldn't use that, he couldn't darshan that Ksuvi is the rice from the Absolus. So, he told him, Makashim and Fatma Absolus, in Kitzrich Lame, Rakiva, Dorish, Me Absolus, Dorish Locha, Price, Liksuva, Seisha. So, that's Rabative. So, Rabbi Isaac really couldn't darshan that Ksuvi is the rice. Rabbi Isaac, but Rabative, he cannot use the expression in the Torah of Kemei Apsules regarding the halacha that Ksuv is Reis and Biksus, because so he couldn't Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva, he uses the drosh of Kemei Apsules regarding the halacha that Mifate requires Hamishim and the Teines requires calling. He doesn't need a mere apsules regabe Hamishim and Shkolim. So what does he darshan from mere apsules? Like Hashem Gamliel, that Ksuas Tishida Raise, so it's a raya, it's a very complicated raya. So it's a raya that Chavakive agrees with Hashem Gamliel. Some Mele, since Rabbi Akiva agrees with Hashem Gamliel, and we pass there like Rabbi Akiva, so some Mele and Rabbi Akiva agrees with Hashem Gamliel, we have to pass like Hashem Gamliel. Umiu limashe, pir sherashe, di dori shoche mechalishne, di chayme yapsus. Some Mele, so we learn out from the kof, we learn out from Kimei Apsules, in King Lekli Chuchem needed Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yisrael Lile Leichli Midrash Lishne Dimea. They only darshan from the Kof, but as far as the expression Mei Apsules is concerned, so both Rabbi Yisrael Lile and Rabbi Akiva can learn out Ksuve from Mei Apsules. Avloi Nire Lahai Perushe the Midrash Ksuve Reise Milishne Dimea. Elo nira liforish kein sheyeze kimei apsules dain ksuvasisho v'nira kelubol lamed miksuvasisho v'nimzo ksuvasisho lomit mikan makan chamishin alfim l'oshove asher l'rosa apsul chamishin v'tein mikol makum koshi hilchas haro hilchase v'kaimon hilchase kavosik Rav Nachman b'dine, and Rav Nachman says that nemon lapsido ksuvoso because on even tariya b'sudo mapsido, but that is based upon the fact that ksuv is rabbonon, and on the other hand it seems that we pasken like Hashem Gamliel, like Rav Akiva, that ksuv is the raise, we learn it out from the absolutes. The yeish leima the less ilkasohat ramah the ashkarav ashkidu vashoy v'sil kabosim tata kamo v'raise kol sholim mishmish n'yachulik n'tanim sholim mishrashin shol makrish is mishakeya. But how can we suspect that he's mishakeya if we accept Rav Nachman's halachim to Rav Yishun Mavzido? So then there is a presumption that he's not mishakeya. V'hod y'ambinot the whole task like the Chachamim, the Ksuvi is Rabbanan. But Chachmei Ashkenaz and the whole, they passed like Rav Shimon Gamliel, this Ksuba is the right. So, we can only look at that. Lavrai, it's too much come as Shas Lafuki. We can only look at Zorch. We get to Lafuki, the Rabbi Yisi, the Mosman Shtamachiach, of the Kazov Shamil. They only come on Brice, the Brice, click all the ends, the Chokas, the Alochak, the Mason. Call again in his Kimu, the Ksubasisham, the Rabbah. The game, the Chachmisvah, the game. We gave him Lohamish in Kesef, Sala Medino, Shmini Shal Salatzor. Shmini Shal Salatzor. Now, there's a big Nafkimini, another thing also. Not only in connection with Rav Nachman Haloche, whether Roina Pesach Pesach Matsosi is Nemolach Sitksubos or not. So, according to the Shite, the Ksubi the Raises, so he's not Nemol. And according to the Shite, the Ksubi the Rabbonon, he is Nemol. There are Nafkiminis. But after Mine, the question is as to the amount, because that kol kesef that is the raise is kesef tzu, it's more English, but kesef that is mirabonon is kesef midine. Kesef midine is 1/8 of kesef tzu. So there's big after Mine. If we say kesef the raise, so then he has to pay in terms of kesef tzu 8 times as much as according to Mandoma, that ksuve is mirabonon. Say big nachimine. So, call again miskimu, dixosishim drabon, and we came with Hamishin Kesef, Salmedine Shmish, Totsuve. The reason we forcing that few year deal with that few year deal with the Hodokim, the right say, maybe dixosish drabon. The Hachomim Tikno Hamishin Kesef, and the right say, Teros, Mishkolin, Ramurim, the Teros, the Kamuets here. So then, even though at first the Rosh said that according to the Mandoma, the Chachomim, the Ksuvi is the Rabbonon, then we apply the general principle that Gemara mentions in Dushin, Tafid Aleph, that Kol Kesef the Raisi is Kesef Tzure, but Kesef